Hey!
Oh!
Welcome. This is what, number 11, right?
Number 11.
Numero 11-0. That's Spanish for number 11.
That's Spanish for you know it is.
You, what? The fuck? Okay. Good start. Good start.
I like it.
We should stop here.
Yes.
Okay.
Testing.
But instead, we're just going to talk about bullshit for the next hour.
That is correct.
So, let's start off with my road trip here. Just about every time I'm on the way to your house, I eat Panda Express. Today, there's a new Panda Express item, Surf and Turf.
Surf and Turf.
I don't remember what it's got shrimp and anus beef. And man, that anus is delicious.
Oh, it's
tasty.
They
gave me a piece of ass when I was there, and it was delicious. You should go try it. I love Panda Express.
It is delicious. I am partial to the Beijing beef, but that's neither here nor there.
I tried the anus beef, and I said, that's good. Give me a double dose of orange chicken. And the lady laughed.
Right on.
That is my story for Panda Express.
The old double dose of orange
chicken.
While
I was at Panda Express, there's a GameStop right next to it. And I wanted a game. I'm just going to say it's for my daughter. It's Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, fuck.
It looks pretty good. It's for me.
I don't fucking understand where you find the time to play all these games. Because like me, you have kids.
Yeah.
Like me, you have a wife. I can't keep up with the one game I play with you, and you dominate at it, and yet you play many other games.
What do you do on your free time when the kids aren't running around?
I play the game we play together.
No way.
I do.
No, you watch movies. You do other shit,
well,
too.
The game we play, you play it for like 5 minutes, and then you have to wait forever. So
yep.
I play it. And then I watch a hockey game or a fucking soccer game, and then I pick it back up and check to see if shit's happening or it alerts me that it's ready. I don't understand how you fucking do it.
Instead of soccer or sports or movies, I play video games.
I know, but still, it just seems like, how the fuck?
Replace your movie time with my video game time. That's just how it rolls. That's how I roll, dog.
No, don't call me dog. It doesn't sound right coming out of your mouth. But
Pooch.
I just assumed that you filled a lot of that time with pornographic content.
Yeah, well, that's porn. Porn's more of a night thing. Like it's weird.
Night man.
It's weird in the daytime. But I do it anyway. Sometimes, you know.
So is it like you're home alone? Like your wife's at school, your kids are at school, whatever, and like you're sitting there, and you're like, oh man. I think I might like to rub one out.
Yep.
And then like you get there, you almost like got a halfie, and then like you realize that there's beams of sunlight coming through the curtains and hitting you, and you're like, I can't touch my dick right now. I just can't do it.
Instead of me dying as a vampire, I just drop. I go back to my carrot.
Let that be a lesson to you ladies out there that you don't have to worry about Calvin in the daylight.
Don't. He doesn't come out in the daylight. Oh, that's
a fucking, your cock's a raccoon. It's interesting. If it comes out in the daylight, ladies, that bitch has rabies. And you don't want none of that. Oh, fuck me.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
Why do we talk about my penis?
I don't know. It just
every
happens.
Single episode.
I don't know. It feels very organic.
So
oh, shit.
Okay, so I go in to this GameStop. I went to two other ones, and they were sold out of the game. And they said that Nintendo's not sending them out because they want people to download it so they don't have to pay for cartridges. You don't have to worry about the used game market because people can't sell downloadable copies. It's brilliant. It makes them a lot of money.
Those
but
fucks.
At the same time, it's a pain in the ass. So I walk into GameStop, and I ask if they have Luigi's Mansion. And they go, yes, we just got them in today. And they had one. They got one in a shipment in today.
One.
Yes. And I walked in there, and I grabbed it. And as he's getting ready to ring me up, this guy walks in, and I go, I can't believe that. Only one copy? And he looks at the game and goes, son of a bitch. Like, he was going in to buy the exact.
Oh.
And this guy's a high schooler, right? And
so was it like I kind of felt bad for a second, thinking it might be like a dad trying to get it for his kid.
No, this is a high schooler.
Just some fucking... Okay, fuck that guy.
See, this is where I differ, because I'm getting it for my kid, too. Quote, you know, kind of. I'm going to say it's for her, and then I'm going to play it. But, yeah, so he comes in, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm sorry, acting like I give a shit, you know? And, he goes, yeah, man, I heard you guys had a limited stock, so I came here. And fucking, I was like, well, do you want it? And then, like, so GameStop guy said something to me. And he goes, no, it's cool. You can have it. I'll see you later. And I was like, huh, wow, what a nice guy. Well, I feel bad now because he made a special trip to GameStop just to fucking get this one game that is for sale.
And you just fucking stumbled onto it like a fucking drunk onto some V-G's.
And he went home fucking pissed. And if I wouldn't have gotten the game, I would have been like, yeah, okay, I'll wait. You know, but that's, I guarantee you, he's been waiting to buy that damn game
man,
since
that's
it came
terrible.
Out. And I feel kind of bad now.
Like, yeah, he's probably got like a sick little sister who's got some sort of disease.
I don't know.
And she's held up in bed, and she's like, "Big brother," because she doesn't know his name. All I want is Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, his little sister's in the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh. No, I think Nintendo would give him a copy of that for Make-A-Wish.
That's true. I'd hope so. I don't know. They're making people download because they're stingy bitches.
Motherfuckers. And can you download those games?
Yeah, direct.
Recreationally?
It's complicated, but not yet. The regular DS games you can, 3DS, no bueno at this time. Yeah, so I felt guilty for ganking this guy's copy.
God, I can't believe you did that to his sister.
And yeah, terrible. I did terrible a lot more. Being. Never mind. Okay.
Oh.
That was bad. I apologize. I'm sorry. If you're listening, you're not. I know you're not. I'm not going to apologize to you on the air.
We have a growing audience.
Yeah, dude. It seems like every day there's somebody different. Saying, hey, I've been listening to your podcast, and I appreciate you a lot.
Yeah. You know what I think part of it is, really, because I've said 1,000 times I listen to a lot of podcasts because I fucking commute forever. I'm surprised you don't listen to more with your drive, but like if I log in and I'm just browsing and it comes up by views and there's one that has like 4 episodes or like they just stopped, I'm like, well, that's a pile of shit.
Yeah.
But as we get more episodes and they see how consistent it comes out, I think maybe people will be more apt to listen to it.
Yeah, I think we're going to start growing.
Yeah, growing.
Growing, not growing. Showing.
No, growing and showing. That's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. We're
double threat, guys.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. We're coming.
Okay. Next. On the way here, I was also listening to sports radio, which is why I don't listen to podcasts. And they were bringing up the NBA, and there was this guy who claims that he knew a lot about the WNBA. And let me start off by saying I feel bad, and that's all I'm going to say about my sympathy for the WNBA. But
you feel bad for being sympathetic for him?
Yeah, because I feel bad. I'm sympathetic for them because they try their little hearts out. And it's so
do little leaguers.
And it's so boring to watch.
People, here's the thing, like people who like baseball, okay, there's no women in baseball, not that I don't know if they ban them.
No.
But like if you live near like a minor league team, you go like, hey, I'm gonna catch a baseball game, it usually like either you're taking your kids or you're going to drink and have hot dogs and just have a fun time with your buddies.
Yeah.
Like you're not there to see them win the pennant.
Nope.
You know, or like when I was near a minor league team, it was the Mets minor league team. Mike Piazza got sent down because he got an injury.
Yeah.
That fucking place was packed.
Yep.
That place is never fucking packed. It was more packed for the All-Star. They had softball champion home run derby, United States softball champion home run derby. Only other time I saw it packed. For the fucking baseball game, non-existent.
Packed more than a gay man's anus.
Right, but speaking of WNBA, we looked. Reminded me of Dwight Schrute from The Office,
so
we looked it up.
Good joke.
Yeah, WNBA, NBA, I like sports and I like jokes. One's a sport, one's a joke.
Yeah.
Room for everybody.
Oh,
right?
Yep. But yeah, these guys were also making fun of the guy who knew WNBA stats. And one of the guys goes, oh, all right, I'll quiz you. Who's the top scorer of all time in the WNBA? And the guy goes, Lisa Leslie. And he goes, you might be right, but I don't care. So let's move on. And that is on the radio. I mean, that is such bad publicity for them.
It's very bad publicity. And I mean, I'm not against it myself. I don't care for basketball, so I really don't give a shit. But see, the sports I really watch, mainly soccer, particularly international soccer, that piques my interest, but I'm almost as interested in the women's national team as I am in the men's national team.
Oh yeah,
so I mean, I don't get the difference.
I do. We are cheering for America.
Well, no, not that, but like, there's no comparison.
Well, you watch MLS, you don't watch the women's soccer leagues.
They don't fucking
televise
it.
That's the same comparison.
Oh, I know, and it's awful. That's the
thing. Yeah. But if the WNBA put together and there was a huge World Cup or whatever, a world championship for basketball, I would be interested in watching
the
women's
American team. See, I would not give a shit. I'm all for America, but I'm not the hugest basketball fan. I mean, I like college hoops a little bit, but
yeah.
You know, I can name like maybe 15 NBA players probably.
It's okay. That's just like your opinion, man.
Hey, man.
Yep. All right. So enough about the WNBA.
I did see a movie about a WNBA player once that was okay. It had Omar Epps in it.
What?
Yeah. You ever see that movie?
No. I watched whatever. No one gives a shit. But go ahead with yours.
No. It's like it's these two kids. They're black. I'm not pointing that out for any reason other than in case you've seen the movie.
Now I picture it better. Okay.
Yes, you will, because it's Omar Epps. I said Omar Epps. He's obvious. Whatever.
Yeah.
So they grow up next to each other. They're both good at basketball. They don't ever date or whatever because of what? I don't fucking remember. And then awesome. Yeah, you got to check those sometimes.
I have been drinking out of a
It's not a glass dirty glass. Our last dishwasher had a problem. So it's just stuck.
Okay. All right, let's continue.
You get any chunks in your mouth? It's cool. chunks. Anyway, fucking long story short, because nobody fucking cares. This bitch ends up in the WNBA, and he was an NBA player, and then they end up fucking together, and he's fucking sitting with their kid while he's watching her lay up. You know why? Because she can't fucking dunk, and that's why nobody's interested. No fucking WNBA player is going to fucking rip the backboard apart like a Shaq, and that's why nobody's fucking watching it.
However, one of them did, I guess you can call it a dunk, but it wasn't really. Brittany Griner can
that
dunk.
Wasn't a fucking dunk. That was a modified finger roll.
Yeah, it really was. It was.
Yeah, I saw the fucking highlight. Yeah, bullshit on
it
that.
It was a low light. No.
they played it after the not top 10. Oh! Actually, the not top 10 is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, I love it. Yep, not top 10. SportsCenter, got to see it. Next, moving on, softball. Let me tell you a little story about last week. Last Wednesday was our first softball game, and I get a text from the manager himself, and he says, "Hey, man," I asked him, "Hey, are we good?" Because it was supposed to be raining out. He goes, "Right now it's not canceled, but there's a huge storm coming, and they'll most likely cancel it." Yeah, they're gonna cancer it.
It could be a new saying.
Yeah,
I just gotta say real fast. He spent like 2 days going out of his way to tell people probably not having a game. Nope, probably not having a game.
So what do we do when he tells me to go home? He calls me 2 hours later, and he's like, "Hey, man, where are you?" And I was like, "I'm like 10 minutes away from home." And he's like, "Oh, sorry, man, we're having a game tonight." So I was willing to stay the extra couple hours for the softball game, and he jacked me out of it, I guess.
Yeah, it made me I don't know what to think anymore, because I called him up about an hour and 20 minutes before game time, and I said, "Hey, man, are they still having a game?" And this is his response to me, and I really don't know how to feel about it. He goes, yeah, but we got plenty of people, so you don't have to bother. Wow. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I've hit multiple home runs for you. I'm a good outfielder. Like, I'm a little slower than Calvin, but fuck, dude. But I don't think he meant anything like that, but no. A blow to the ego there a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay. It's better than a blow to the Johnson. I guess not.
Yeah, it depends.
It depends on what kind
of blow.
There's a lot
of right there. You got to take a lot of things into consideration.
Be,
you know, is it your dog?
Is it? You know? Oh, yeah, very important.
Or am I in prison? Am I doing life? I mean, these are pertinent factors here.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
But today is Wednesday, and today was legitimately canceled, so I have not played softball yet.
And it turned out to be a beautiful day.
Yes.
It was in the 80s. It dried up. It would have been perfect for softball, but fuck no. And the thing is, like, you can't even argue that the field would be muddy because there's a no-slide rule. So it's not like anybody's going to break their fucking ankle sliding because they can't get it caught on mud because they can't fucking slide.
Oh.
Done. Done yep. deal. Should have played.
Yep.
Very upsetting.
I agree. Moving on, just a little serious stuff for a second. The Boston Marathon bombing happened this week. And like to give a shout-out and let you know that we're thinking about you guys.
It's a terrible thing. And sadly, I can report that no one in Boston is listening.
Oh, yeah, no one is listening in Boston. But
maybe eventually.
But it makes people think that – I don't want to say think that we care because I do care.
No, I legitimately care.
But, yeah, it's good to know that your favorite podcast has some feelings. No
That's
matter
right.
how much of an asshole we may be on this podcast, we still got some feeling.
That's right. We are some big-hearted motherfuckers.
Yep.
Holy shit.
They've got some guy into custody. They won't release anything about him yet, assuming it's a guy.
Yeah.
So
I thought I saw some of the news that might be a rumor. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there is, with all tragedies, there is some comedy, like Shakespeare always said.
Okay.
And there is one thing that happened. That it's not funny what happened, but this particular person's reaction was like, are you fucking kidding me?
First off, let's start with the old man.
The old man.
The old man, whenever the second or the first explosion happened, it was right next to the finish line. And this old man that was running... if you've seen the video, which I'm sure most of you have, the concussion from the blast hits him, and after he's like 76 years old, so as soon as it hits him, he just ran 26 miles, and the blast hits him, and his legs just wobble, and he falls over.
Yeah,
part of it's because he's tired, and part of it's because he was concentrating left, right. What the fuck was that? Oh, there goes my legs.
Yeah, I was watching him on CNN, very together.
Yeah.
For his age, you know.
Yep.
And I just kept thinking to myself, all right, this guy ran a marathon. He granted the blast knocked him down because he was tired. He's 76 years old, but then I started thinking. He was talking about, like, yeah, I mean, like, I got up and then they're like, let me go. You know, I went to my wife who was at the hotel. I was like,
yeah.
I think this guy could whoop my ass.
Yeah.
He's a tall dude. He's got reach.
When the blast happened, the timer was 4 hours and 9 minutes for a 26-mile run. And he beat over half the fucking crowd. 76 years old.
Yeah.
Kudos to that guy.
Impressive. I think they said it was like his 45th marathon or something, too.
Yep.
Fucking crazy.
So, yeah, that I thought it was kind of funny. But my favorite one is this girl. I guess I can call her a bitch because she wasn't helping. She was running, and as the explosion happened, she was very close to the old man that fell over. And as she was running, the blast happens, and she takes a quick look over to the left where the blast is, and then she's crossing the finish line, and as she's crossing the finish line, the first thing she does is look at her time on her watch. Like, I'm totally oblivious to what the fuck just happened.
I don't think she was oblivious. I just, I don't know. I'd like to think she didn't realize what was happening, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, I listen to my music pretty loud in the fucking weight room, but I go to a fucking gym where there's a bunch of douchebag meatheads, and when these guys are, like, fucking doing whatever, some leg thing or whatever, and they got, like, three of their fag buddies, like, putting their dicks in their mouth or whatever.
Yeah.
That actually didn't happen. I'm just assuming they do that at home.
Yeah, I know.
But,
they do.
You hear, and then you hear fucking, and you know, fucking weights falling. And I'm blasting fucking Pandora in my ear like I'm at a goddamn Metallica concert. And I hear that shit loud and clear. So I'm assuming, call me crazy, I got my shit going and I may be tired, but a goddamn blast goes off. I'm not going to be like, hey, what's up? Was that a manhole cover? What's
up? She had no headphones on.
Bitch! Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
dude, what a terrible human being,
yeah.
Man. God.
Yeah, she did. She heard that. It was loud.
God,
I heard
that
it.
Makes me. That makes me mad.
I heard it here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yep. So.
No, one thing I did like I got out of the military. I didn't care for the military. It wasn't for me. I was in 10 years, whatever. But a lot of military people that are around came to help, which I thought was nice, you know.
Yeah.
But whenever high ranking people would come to visit anywhere I was, like you got cordoned into a fucking area, like you were cattle, like you weren't trusted, even though you're fucking fighting for your country and whatever, and like, you know, the cops were down there and they were treating them like they were fucking one of their guys off their fucking squad or something, and just letting them do whatever they needed to do. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really cool to see military and police. I mean, did you hear the story about those military guys?
No.
They were not there working. They did that 26-mile run with their rucksacks on their back.
So, let me get this straight.
They just finished running.
In their boots?
Yes.
Did you ever have to run in your boots?
Yes.
What a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, but my God. Guys, and you were a runner.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
These guys just took a 26-mile hike, basically,
and went back
to rip fences down and help the wounded.
Dude, if you've never worn combat boots, they're fine to walk in if you got them tight enough. Plenty of cushion. But when you run with them, they're basically the same thing as ankle weights except on the bottom of your foot.
Yep.
And it's fucking awful. So, fuck.
Yeah.
Jesus. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
God damn.
So, I think that's all we got about Boston bombing. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I hear noises. Oh, a little mouse in the back.
Did you go downstairs?
Oh, okay. Whatever, anyway.
It's Tim's lady friend.
Yeah. Weird.
So just creeping around.
Just creeping around. She doesn't win.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, my wife heard the episode about Calvin clipping his balls with the old clippers there.
Shit happens, you know. You live and you learn.
That's a shame.
I shaved my head and my pubis hairs again, and I did not go for the scrot this time. So.
Right on, yeah.
Yep.
Protect the scrot.
So I win.
Scrot the goat.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Anyway, here we go.
You got a bleeder.
Late checking her time. Next up, we got a lot of shit. I'm pretty excited for this one. It's an FMK. We're doing this next. Fuck, marry, kill. Three names. Fuck one, marry one, kill one. Is it complicated? No.
Not complicated.
Is it excite? Yes.
It is very excite.
It's very excite. So, yeah, this week, I haven't even thought about this when we did it. We winged it. What would you say?
I wouldn't say wung it.
We winged it?
It was winged.
Winged, wunged?
No, wung is not a word.
We're going to wung it.
Oh, Jesus.
So we wung this one, and we were, we sat down, taking the notes, just did, hey, let's do some Disney princesses this week.
Right. Caveat it with, they're all of age, because I don't know the actual ages in the shows.
Yeah. I don't know about Ariel, actually.
Well, the dude she's with is a fucking seaman.
Okay.
Like.
Yep. Take that back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I already gave one away. But before, I wanted to make sure we had a wide horizon. So we have the Princess Tiana from Princess and the Frog. She's not really a prince. Yeah, she married the prince.
They're always a fucking princess.
Yeah.
It's the newest of them.
Yeah, it's a very good one. I liked it a lot.
Only the second racially different princess since Firefly Jasmine.
Firefly is my favorite. You from Shreveport? Yeah. Okay, so we got Tiana. We have Jasmine from Aladdin.
Jasmine.
She Arabic. Her father owns a Quickie Mart. Oh, my goodness.
And a Hampton.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Hey, man, that's terrible.
Okay.
So Quickie Mart.
Tiana, Jasmine, and Ariel's the third one. And before we do this, I want to get this straight. Ariel with the fins or without the fins? Like, after her dad gave her legs or before?
Here's the thing. If you're going with legs, it doesn't work. Because the whole movie's set around how she falls in love with this dude. So, and a girl like that, who's apparently as in love as she is in that fucking movie, they're not getting divorced.
Dude,
it's not like they're
all princesses fall in love with the guy.
No, that's the point. Like, so to take her with legs would mean that she would have had to gotten divorced from this guy or something, so you have to take her with the fin.
Well, both of the other ones have legs and have fallen in love with a guy, too. I'm not seeing your difference here. Please explain it to stupid person.
Okay. Ariel. Bitch has a fin. Correct?
Yeah, she's
when does she get her legs?
Had a fin. God damn it.
Are you not following me here?
I'm really not. She gets them.
She didn't get her legs until the dude came into her life.
Her paw gave them to her.
Right. So theoretically, if none of these bitches ever met any of these princes, then this bitch would still have a fin. Are you not? I think it's very. We're going. Go to the beginning of the movie, and that's where I am.
Oh, I'm going at the end. Whenever they find out that their prince is cheating on them, and they.
Oh, you want to do it like that?
I would prefer Ariel with legs, actually. So
would
I don't
you?
Have to kill her.
Oh, Jesus. You know, we can do whatever you want.
Okay.
That's fine.
How about I just wiggle whatever I want into my FMK? And
yeah,
I'll describe both.
I mean, yeah.
You want to go first or me?
No, by all means.
You know, this is an ongoing joke with our number one fan that we work with, right? I always have to fucking go first because...
Well, I've got to see if I can sway
the
opinion.
And then you go next, and then I change my mind every time.
I just have a different way of thinking.
Okay.
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
So here we go. FMK, Tiana, Jasmine, and Ariel. Ariel. Give me a minute. Got it. Okay.
Oh, that was fast. Yeah.
Here we go. Explanations later. Fuck Ariel. Marry Tiana. Kill Jasmine.
Now, is that with or without the fin?
This is with the fin.
With the fin, okay.
Your wife's listening in the other room, and she screamed in anger at me. I can hear it. But anyway, she is hot, but I'm going to explain. Okay, I'm fucking Ariel because she is attractive. She's got red hair, which I like, but... Her intelligence level, once again, is not there.
Oh, she's a fucking idiot.
She's a ditz and a half.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
So, ooh. But then that...
No, okay. Just on her being a fucking moron.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I might switch her and Jasmine here in a second. But I'm marrying Tiana because she is a hardworking woman. I'm not...
I just cracked your code. Oh, shit.
What? You cracked my code?
Yeah, you're taking Ariel first because she's a fish. You just throw her back in the water.
Okay.
The black one's going to work hard, and then you're going to kill the
terrorist.
I see what you're doing
what
here.
Meant.
That's what it seems like to me. I don't know, man. Fucking, wow.
That's not what I meant at all.
Oh, Lord okay. Jesus, there's a
she's
fire.
She's not... Her color has nothing to do with the fact that she wants to open up her own restaurant.
Oh.
I'm saying...
What kind of restaurant?
She's got dreams. It's a fancy Louisiana Cajun restaurant.
What do they serve there? Come on, meow.
gumbo.
Oh, gumbo and seafood?
And Popeye's chicken.
Oh, now that's just too far.
Yeah, you brought me there. It's all your fault.
Don't worry, I'll bring you back later.
So reel me back. Okay. Tiana, I would marry her. And she's pretty, by the way.
Oh, glad you threw that
Forgot
in. You led with hard worker. I mean, I don't know.
Basically, I'm seeing all these three as hot-looking ladies.
Yeah.
So it's all about their personalities at this point, because I would honestly, if they all, I couldn't decide if they all had the same personalities, because they're all attractive. Never mind. I don't want to say that. And I would kill Jasmine because... Do you remember how she treated Ali before she started loving him?
I do not. I haven't watched Aladdin lately.
Like a cocky little bitch princess.
Really?
Like leave me the fuck. Ew, you're dirty. Leave me a street rat. Remember that?
Street rat? Is that what she said?
Yeah, that's what he was called throughout the whole movie. Oh. So she's like, she didn't even give him a chance. She just, her mind is... made up that she is going to marry like a rich man.
I just decoded the whole story of Aladdin.
Okay.
She thought this guy was a douche. Okay. And then when he fucking finally had his flying carpet, she was interested.
Yeah.
So money, Ferrari, insert
that's
anything
what I'm
for carpet.
This bitch Jasmine is a gold digger.
Oh man, what a bitch.
That's why I want to kill her.
All right.
But she Persian rug. Okay. But anyway, I think that's all I got to say about that. Do you you ready?
Are you going with that Forrest Gump line there?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
I gotta pay.
Okay. I'm gonna switch to.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm gonna work backward here. I'm gonna kill Ariel.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's a fish.
Yeah.
Fucking mermaid, whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Now you're going without legs.
Legs or with legs. It doesn't really matter because I thought about this while you were talking.
Okay.
And you ever seen a fish out of water?
They can't breathe.
Well, not that. Just how they react. She probably fucks like old people walk the mall. Oh, it's just an atrocity.
They
you know what I mean?
Flop around for a couple seconds
cold,
and then they sit there.
Cold and just wiggling and just fucking atrocious. So she's
got to
go. She's out. She's completely out. Yeah, it's over.
What was I thinking? Okay.
And where I differ with you, I'm going to... I'll marry Tiana. I agree with you on that one.
Yes.
Which leaves Jasmine. And here's my reason.
Oh, wait, real fast. We have married a black person in the last two.
We're real progressive here at the White Trash Cast.
Wait, no, Connor Langus was 2 weeks ago.
I can't remember.
Whatever.
Done things. But here's why the switch with you on that one. It all came together when you said she was a bitch. Now, presumably, this is going to be a mutual decision where she's going to want to do this with me.
Are you going to choke her again?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe. But
okay.
She's a fireball, dude. And that's going to be one hell of a time. I mean, think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not like you got to see her again. You don't have to deal with her bullshit. You just get to take out your aggression in a positive way.
Yeah.
And then, you know, leave the rest of your better devices. I think old fucking sea bass there is the way to fucking just throw that bitch in the water. You're done.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's my thought there.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I think I would normally switch, but I'm telling you, with Jasmine, say you do fuck her and you marry Tiana, she is going to hunt you down and stalk you.
I disagree.
I think she will.
She thinks you're trash.
Especially when she looks at that massive chiffons and she knows she's never going to get it again because she wants nothing but the best. And
which in her case would be money, though. Money and power.
Money and power, yeah.
I okay. can't offer that to her. Don't let me sway you. If you want to keep to your guns, by all means, keep to your guns.
Yeah, well, here's a good way to break it off with Jasmine and make sure she doesn't stalk you.
Kill her.
You say, you can't do that.
Okay.
Because if you're fucking her, you can't kill her. We've been through this with Casey Anthony before.
Well, you could. Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay. Hey, this is all hypothetical. Okay. Just saying.
Yeah, so you could say... Like, right after you're done, you just go, by the way, bitch, I'm broke. And that way, she won't bother you anymore.
So, like, be like, hey, did you have a good time? I know I did. I don't really care what you did. Ooh. You better have bus fare, bitch.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. I was thinking instead of saying broke, just go a step further and be like, so, you have a lot of money, right? Because I like money a lot. Boom. There's
yeah
she's out of here.
Yeah, I could yeah, sure.
So okay, yeah, Ariel, I almost changed it because you know you got it right. You take a fish out of water and he flops for about 5 seconds and then just lays there.
Just lays there pulsating.
And their gills go up and down and yeah. they're just like
they're oh god,
where the fuck's that water at? Water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very funny to picture Ariel doing that. But somehow I don't want to change it, though. And I'm sticking to
that's
my
fine.
Guns.
No, that's fine. You got your own thing about you. I find what you told me about your youth and frogs today very interesting.
Oh,
but,
dude, I don't want to get into that. I realized
for about a minute that you might be a sociopath
yeah,
at psychotic level.
I don't want to talk about that. That is fucked up, and I realize it later on in life.
It's okay, as long as you realize it. Yeah. It's the ones that can't turn that on that are like, I must kill people.
Yeah. It's whatever. Okay.
No biggie.
Moving on. How far? 35 minutes.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go. All righty. What do we want? We have, guess what? 3 emails to go through.
Holy fuck.
And we already went through them.
Oh,
but
fuck.
He's reacting for you guys because you can't react to me talking.
And because I almost over poured my beer here.
Holy fuck.
Oh, lots ahead. Just how I like it.
Yeah.
Like life.
Okay, what do we want to start with? The last few weeks we haven't brought up the brilliant idea of sending in pictures and of your girlfriends or wives or whatever, just girls that you're wondering whether we would sleep with them or not. We have a segment called Bang or Hang.
It's a personal favorite, and I don't know how we managed to forget about it for so long because, God, it's got so much potential.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And guess what? We got one this week, and we'll start off with it. the title, it's on thechive.com. I don't know what to search for, but you can find it. It's called, what? Yeah. So...
in the actual title.
Let me read a quick little thing to get you started here. 68-year-old Joanne Lloyd and her 29-year-old fiancé Phil are getting married despite their 38-year-old gap. According to Joan, it was on the insistence of her late husband David that she should get breast implants and find a boy toy after he passed away. And she took that very literally.
Very literally.
So literally, there are pictures of what's her face? I'm just going to call her Leatherface right now.
Oh, God.
There are pictures of this woman when she's younger with her widower.
She's a widower, yes.
Widow.
With her dead husband, deceased husband.
She's a widow. He's the widower because
technically
him dying made her a widow. So he's the widower.
Nothing gets by you.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
So the widow with the widower.
That's
a lot of widows.
Yes.
Okay. But anyway, and she doesn't look too bad in her younger years. Not the best, but definitely not the worst.
God damn, her hair is terrible.
Yeah,
and I know that's not something I would normally look at, but this is like.
Yeah, but this is old age. This is what, like, 70s hair? Isn't that in the 70s?
Yeah, that's probably.
Okay, we're spending too much time on this bitch. She's ugly.
No, we're not. Wait, we got to describe her.
She was hot younger. Now she looks like. This is the best picture for a description here. She's got blonde, thinning hair. She spends at least 40 hours a week in the tanning bed. And so she's got wrinkly sags, and she has got monster fake knockers.
Monster fake knockers, and you got to understand, she tans all the time. Her entire body looks like an incredibly wrinkly ball bag, with exception of her tits, because she got them at such a late age that her skin stretched out, so they look like the tits of a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I'm serious. If you cover up everything except your boobs, that's an automatic bang. She could have fooled me. yeah. Okay. And the guy. Describe this man for me, please.
Describe this man for you. Okay. Well, he's wearing plaid. He's got a hipster haircut. He, at some point in his life, probably had a penis in or near his mouth.
Yep.
And also, at the same time, looks like he may or may not have molested a child.
Oh, man, I never thought. Yeah, he looks like a pedo.
He's got,
ass.
Like, a combination, like, Lyle Lovett
that
fucking haircut with Jerry Lee Lewis. I don't know what's going
on. He's 26.
Here.
He's my age. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, dude.
I don't look that creepy, do I?
This is you banging your grandma.
No.
Yeah, that's the equivalent.
Could
you imagine that?
That's like me banging some random old lady. Not my grandma.
It'd be like...
That's not her son.
Yeah, well, so, like
you, grandson.
Check it out. So, like, you're single for some reason or whatever. And, you go home, and for some reason, like, your grandma's there with a couple of her friends.
Yeah.
Playing...
Monopoly,
whatever the fuck they play.
Mexican dominoes.
And one of them singles you out.
Yeah.
And then for some reason this happens. And then, like, the next time you go home, like, that's waiting for you in bed. Like,
Jesus.
Spread eagle on your bed.
This is repulsive.
Saying,
oh, wait, my hold
goodness.
On. We don't give judgment yet here. But basically, there's just a bunch of pictures of their pictures. nice knockers. I'm not going to lie. Her knockers are pretty good looking for a 10,000-year-old woman.
But her face looks like something out of a horror movie.
Basically, Mother Earth with a fucking exorcist face. I think I'm trying to...
Go with it.
Okay, yeah.
Basically, it's like a Chrysler.
Okay, I think we're spinning. You get the gist. Old lady... With hideous everything except nice-looking tatas.
Yes.
And my answer for this was very easy, actually. Hang that bitch immediately.
I disagree.
Oh,
I'm not going to hang her immediately. I want it to last. I'm going to start with a meat hook and then progress through different types of hanging. Because there's no fucking way I'm not hanging that. Oh, man.
That is rude.
Well, I mean, in the spirit of Leatherface, we might as well go there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, as fun and interesting as that is, I would be surprised if anybody else in the world banged her.
I wouldn't be. Look at the douche that she's with now.
Yeah, that... Oh.
Imagine, check this out. So, imagine there's some guy you see somewhere, 7-Eleven, whatever. You see them all the time. These, like, middle-aged guys who clearly don't have a woman in their life.
Yeah.
Or they just don't care that much. And they got lots of problems, and they look fucked up, and they're creepy. That chick walks up, only, say, 20 years, 15 years older than them, with those huge fake knockers, and starts hitting on them and laying it down.
Yeah.
They're all fucking her. All of them. It's a done deal. Done fucking deal.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I moved on to the next website because... Oh. We beat this bitch in the dust, literally, and then hung her.
It's not hard. You just stir.
Oh, whoa.
Oh.
I'm melting. Clean out the cobwebs. Okay.
My pussy's older than Merlin.
Okay. Oh, boy. Anyway, next email is something that a listener who thought we would find this interesting. It's from BarstoolSports.com, the top 12 college boobs Twitter accounts. So you were right, Twitter, not Facebook. But it lists them from 1 all the way to 12. Number 1, as much as I fucking hate them, KU boobs are number 1 on the list.
It makes sense to me. It really does.
But Missouri is number 2, which I am a
Which
Mizzou
also
fan.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the list, but basically the majority of them are in the Midwest.
Indiana.
And landlocked. And there you go.
UNLV. UNLV. It's UNLV's in there because that basically what they do is girls need to go to college. And they need to pay for college because they don't want any loans. So, and they look attractive. And they realize they can make money stripping.
Right, right, right.
So they go down to strip and go to college at
See,
the same
I think,
time.
I think UNLV is an outlier because they're less classy. Not that these women are extra classy. But
yeah,
there's a reason you don't see colleges in Florida and on the coast and shit in there. You know why? Because those women get attention elsewhere, but these landlocked Midwest bitches don't have an outlet for that attention other than fucking frat parties, which I'm assuming they don't particularly care for the most part.
Yeah.
And so they go to this where they can anonymously be told how fucking wonderful they are.
That's brilliant. You're so smart.
Yeah.
Next we got Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Ohio State.
Fuck Ohio State. Not her, though.
I would.
No, I meant reverse.
West Virginia. And no matter how inbred West Virginia is, in my opinion, they've got my vote for best boobs.
Well, you know you're getting the best of the best from the whole state. So.
Yep.
I mean,
I agree.
They get a bad rap because of the whole mountain thing. Granted, I've seen some really scary towns in West Virginia.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, okay. Charleston's nice.
Yep. And then you got Michigan State, K-State. Oh, I love K-State.
I'm pretty sure our listeners love K-State too.
Yeah, every single listener loves K-State. And we, they've got some really nice boobs too. I'm really impressed. They look great in purple. Texas Tech is also on there. What is that, Arizona?
University of Arizona.
Arizona's on there. Fucking, who's that? Oh, those are still Wildcats. Maryland, that's odd. They all have herpes though. That's it. And the funny thing is about this is the very first comment that is on this is, God bless America.
America.
And I agree 100%.
I agree too.
Not necessarily the God part, just bless them.
Yeah, well, you know, a great place.
Yeah.
An awful place too, but, you know, it depends how you look at it.
Okay, let's continue without politics today.
Let's continue. I wasn't talking about politics. No, I was not. So suck my dick. I was not even going to mention politics. So retrieve my dick and put it in your mouth. Do it. Do it now.
Done. Okay.
It's called punishment.
Tim's holding the microphone upside down. Slammed against his nose.
I'm holding it as if I was being raped in a prison bathroom against my nose.
Prison bath, yeah. So, okay. Anyway, finally the third email. First off, Adam Schefter can suck a giant dong. He sucks, and so do both of your football teams.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I agree.
Well, I seem to remember Shefty doing some magic for me last season.
Oh, yeah.
But hey.
And me as well.
Whatever.
Okay.
I mean, if you hate the fortune teller, sure.
Yeah.
If you didn't want to know your fortune, don't fucking ask.
Oh, quick fortune. I took a picture of it. While I was at Panda Express, I got the most honest fortune I've ever seen in my life. You have a reputation for being straightforward and honest. Boom. Eat that, bitches. That read my mind because I was like, man, I was just thinking. I don't have a reputation for being straightforward and honest.
Oh, you were thinking you didn't have that.
No, I'm making all that up. This is a real fortune, though. I was not thinking anything of straightforward and honest. But I thought that was pretty cool because I've been told before to shut my mouth. And
I can see that.
I'm a pretty honest guy.
Yeah, so.
Moving on. What were we talking about? Fortunes. Oh, Adam Schefter, the fortune teller.
He's a fortune teller.
Man, I'm on top of it. I'm
Listen, if you don't
things
like
are coming
it,
back to me.
You know what? If you want to be like Tom Hanks and Big and regret your decisions, fine. But deal with it.
Okay.
He's there to play. Zoltar is there. Zoltar is not leaving the pier.
Yeah.
He's there.
I agree. So, suck my balls. Secondly, Calvin, we all know you broke your wrist wanking it off top step or out in the forest when you were checking out your porn mags in the tackle box.
I got to say, I can't help but, you know, sports is an easy little cover story there.
Did I even say how I broke my wrist?
Yeah.
Sliding in a second.
Slide in a second.
Okay, fine.
The old slide in a second story.
Whatever. That's fine. Fuck it. Believe it. I was wanking it in the shower and slipped on the soap and broke my wrist while I was trying to catch myself with my dog. That's what you want to believe.
I'm not entirely sure what you just said.
Beating off with my dog in there with me. I don't know. Flip it around however you want it.
Yep. I think the question everybody wants answered is...
What's my dog doing in the shower with me?
Not
He
exactly.
turns me on.
Nope.
I'm
I
just
think what
kidding.
They really want to know Not is really. Crunchy or extra creamy?
Oh.
And, of course, referring to the peanut butter that you have so placed on your balls at such time.
I'm a crunchy fan.
Well, what about your dog? he doesn't care about your fucking peanut butter needs.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting.
Oh, moving on. Thirdly, I think it needs to be announced that the Royals, in all caps, are in first place. Let me caveat that.
No. Let me caveat that. When did you get this email? When did we get this email?
April 15th.
And what's today?
April
17th?
Okay.
So between the email and now, the Royals are not in first place.
Yeah, we had it for like a good 6 days.
How far ahead were you?
We were a half a game ahead.
So that's a fraction of a one whole number.
And then?
No, and then.
Then we were tied for first for a couple days.
Mm.
And then we lost to the Braves yesterday. And we beat them today, though, if you give me just a second to see if Detroit lost today. And if they did, we're tied again. Son of a bitch.
Oh,
okay.
That's unfortunate.
Moving on.
What place are they in now?
Fuck. It doesn't matter. Okay.
No.
Second place.
Oh, they're in second?
Fine. Okay.
I was hoping you'd say fourth just for comedic value.
No, they're in their division. No. But they are going to playoffs, though. And there was a guy at work that promised that if the Royals and the Pirates both make the World Series, that he is paying for me and another guy at work's tickets to go. And that would be so awesome to go to a free World Series game. My money is he's flaking out.
Well, my money is it's never going to happen.
Yeah, Hypothetical here.
Right.
If it does happen, he's flaking out.
That's like the two worst owners in the MLB and hoping
God,
their team.
No, they're not.
It's pretty bad.
They're not. Fucking fine. Whatever. Believe what you want to believe. Now on for my question. Everyone knows the great county state fair is the greatest place for a congregation of white trash folk. You agree with that?
Yes.
That's not the question.
Especially in Nebraska.
In Nebraska? Yeah, there's tons of white trash in Nebraska. There's also tons of white trash right here in Missouri. I actually go to my county fair every year just to check it out. It is awesome. Awesome. You get more weight in one woman than you do in an entire city at a county fair. It amazes me.
There's a lot of biggins. That's true.
Yep. And the damn carnies. Carnies are just dirty people.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Hey, it's fun to go and people watch and watch destruction derbies and drink cheap beer. It's a good time.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I could tell. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, what's the best fucking carnival food? State fair food.
What is the greatest thing to eat at the state fair is his question.
Here's the thing. Did you notice there's a lot of fairs that represent things, and they're in, like, the smallest shithole towns that can be devised? Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, well...
Let's not have it where all the people live. Let's have it in fucking...
That's because you can't put a fairground in fucking Busch Stadium.
Go 10 miles outside the city. Boom.
Good point. Good point. Brilliant. Okay. Okay. But then you don't get the white trash fest. You get the yuppie fest.
They're not showing up.
Yeah, they are. If they moved it...
No, I think that's actually a good point. You've got to put it where all the fucking hillbillies live because nobody else will come.
Yeah, the yuppies are going to show up. I bet you. There's no way to prove it.
Yeah.
But he says, what's the greatest thing to eat at the state fair? I'm going to go with deep fried Snickers. You mean deep fried cock, you bastard.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm still a little upset about the whole football team thing.
Yeah,
there.
I gotta go with funnel cake. It's one of those things you never really get, and then when you buy it, you're excited for like 3 minutes while they cook it, and then you get like three bites in, and you can taste the grease, and you're like, "Why the fuck did I buy this?"
Yeah,
I stood in line for this fucking heart attack.
There's a lot of people who will agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Funnel cakes. I disagree though. I think I'd rather have one of those fat chicks' vaginas on my face than a funnel cake. Yeah, that's how gross it is.
Not a food per se, but
it is if it's growing yeast. Technically,
oh,
isn't
it? Jesus Christ! It's like fucking stalactites in a cavern. Let me get a chunk of that.
Okay.
Can I get one extra salty?
That's about enough.
Oh God!
Like I said, I don't want to eat it. So.
God.
The funnel cakes are out of the question for me. Now that I think about it, I'd rather have a funnel cake.
But, would you? Would you rather have a funnel cake, really? Holy fuck.
But,
oh, God. You got to imagine, though, because state fairs, these fairs happen when it's warm out.
Yep.
So you get one of these monsters, because that's how I think of them, because I'm a monster myself, not like they are, just in thought.
I'm confused.
But they're walking around. It's like they're stirring cement, in their nether areas.
Yeah,
and then when they stop to get the funnel cake, then it just grows chunks because it's not moving around anymore.
So
and
fucking gross.
Oh, and then you're eating that and you're rubbing it on your mustache. Just crazy stuff.
I don't have a mustache anymore.
It's good thing people don't look at you like a rapist.
Oh, dude, I wore a tacky suit today. Tacky suit for work. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I had
it's
a
an epic
time
tacky
today.
Suit. It's imagine the worst suit that you should wear to an office, and it's better than that. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I wear it every time we go from days to nights. Which, by the way, we're gonna have to plan a podcast for a different day now. We'll talk about
fuck.
That later.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. You'll get the news.
Actually,
we'll send it out on the Twitter.
What? They're doing a, in case you missed it on NBC Sports, they're doing some animation of Kobe Bryant injuring himself. And basically it's Kobe leaning over a little hole that says, "Here lies Kobe's career," and some doctor just kicks him into the hole. Pretty funny.
Fantastic. And now they're showing a boot, like a cast boot with a Nike symbol on it.
Oh boy. Okay, what were we talking about?
I don't remember.
It back up.
That I can't just picture a Shaq wearing the worst clothes in history on a golf course.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, but what were we talking about? Please remind me.
Podcast changing dates.
Oh yeah. We might have to do it Wednesday night? That's the fucking same night we're doing it now. Never. Hold on.
Holy fuck.
Okay.
Let's see. We work Sunday night, Monday night.
Wednesday. We can either do it Saturday night or keep it on the last. I don't know. Fuck it. We'll talk about
it. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's enough for this week. Mm-hmm. I had a good time. We gave you a full hour this time, so go suck a dick. I'm out.
Yep. Keep it real, bitches.